your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran reciter. Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran reciter.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel We welcome you in our program Parenting Skills Alhamdulillah we are learning in this program how can we do better parenting and we conducted a public survey before starting this program we got very good and positive response from you we got many replies And we take those responses one by one as a case study. We discuss them with our professional Dr. Zira Kattari and he gives us a professional advice on that. I hope this program will definitely benefit you. So be with us from start to end. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you are going to learn so much today. Let's go towards Dr. Zira Kattari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Nasib, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Masha'Allah. Thank you so much. Once again, you've given your precious time to us. And this program has been definitely benefiting the viewers of Madani Channel. And the very good thing about this program, I feel, is that there's an introduction. That the viewers of Madani Channel, they have shared their experiences, the challenges they're facing when they are raising up and upbringing their children. But as I earlier mentioned in intro, that we have received some responses from the viewers when we conducted a survey. So today, a few responses I would like to share with you, and I need your professional advice on that. The very first case today in this episode I would like to share with you is that there's a boy, 14 years old, no health issues or mental health issues, no regular medication, no family history involved. And the parents, what they've written to us is that he spends too much time on computer and PlayStation. Every time when they want to stop him from this, that he gets angry, he gets very upset. So it's written that I demand I will only give them back if he plays within a limit of a time. But he again breaks the limit and I feel due to excessive time spent on these activities, it is having an effect on his studies. So this is the problem what they've shared. As far as the strategies they've adopted, it is said that the parent is writing, I have confiscated his computer and PlayStation several times, but on return I don't see any improvement. On the other hand, I feel if we take these off him permanently, then he might start going out with friends, which nowadays it's not very safe and he could mix with bad company. Please advise best solution for this problem. Jazakallahu khair.
First of all, I'd like to thank the parents very much for sharing this, you know, the challenge that they are facing. I make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal makes things easy for them and for their child. So the problem here is obviously the games that are played on the computer. Yes. And clearly the time that is being spent is excessive. And the parents have said that it is having an impact on his studies. So the parents are worried that if they don't allow him to spend time on the computer, he may go out. Yeah, and the environment outside obviously is quite precarious as well. And it's not the best of the environment. And he could hang around with the wrong crowd and end up in more severe problems than he is currently facing at home.
Yeah,
I would agree with the parents that clearly home environment is a better environment. But certainly, you know, as part of growing up, we have to face the real world as well.
True.
Sometimes I have seen parents who've actually not allowed their child to go outside at all.
Yeah.
So that's the other extreme. And what happens is they do not develop these social skills.
Yeah.
They don't have many friends, which means that, you know, in worst case scenario, the child, when he's grown up, he's unable to face the world outside. Why? Because the parents always kept him in.
Yeah.
Now, that's an extreme side of it. We have to have a balanced approach. Now, if we come back to the problem of computer games, this is something that is you know, a huge problem. And children are spending a lot more time on the computers. Now, the other issue is that these days, these online games, they are playing on their own, but they are playing with other people across the globe. And so this is giving them a buzz because they are now playing against a real person. So they want to win. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it gives them that feeling of achievement and so forth. So they may end up spending huge amount of time not realizing the how it is impacting them. And one of the impact that the parents have mentioned is the effect on the studies. From my point of view, I can say that this can affect their mental health problems. Those children who spend a lot more time on the computer and the games, they have less confidence. They suffer more from anxiety. They have lower self-esteem. They tend not to be too successful in the worldly life or adult life. And they will then struggle to form a relationship. Why? Because they are spending time in the cyber world. And the cyber world is very different than the real world. What I could suggest to the parents is, number one, boundary setting. Now, clearly what the parents are doing is they're taking it away, and then they're saying you have to spend less time, and then they give him back, but he breaks that boundary.
Yeah.
What I would suggest is that they can use a gradual approach.
Okay.
Something like this, it looks like it's been established for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
so immediately it's not going to go away. Let's assume that if the child is spending 1 hour a day on these games, I'm sure that they may be spending much more than that. For 1 week, we could actually set a task to the child.
Right.
But rather than spending 1 hour, you spend 50 minutes every day for 1 week. If you stick to that target, we'll give you a reward.
Okay.
Now, he's obviously 14, so the reward what we give has to be appropriate to his age.
Okay.
Something that will make him feel, yes, it is something that I need. Okay. Now, this cannot be more screen time.
Yeah.
And at the same time, as I mentioned, they give him an alternative. So, one alternative I suggested was physical activity outside. Once he's achieved this target of 50 minutes, once a week, he's reduced to 10 minutes, let's say, in 1 week. You've rewarded him. You've given him an incentive. You praise him. And then the next week, you say, okay, we're going to cut it down by another 5 minutes. So by end of 2 weeks, you reduce it by 15 minutes. And you're not going to take it down to zero because clearly it will be an unrealistic expectation for him not to spend any time because, you know, in this day and age, that is something considered to be normal for children, as long as this is an activity which is allowed by the teachings of Islam. So you would probably, rather than a child spending 1 hour, if he spends 20 minutes, then that is something that is much better than simply taking it away. So what is happening is that when the parents do take it away and give it back to him, he is now getting used to, okay, that's fine, I will get it back. And then I don't need to stick to that boundary. Okay, they may take it away for a while, but then I'll get it back again. So the parents have conditioned this child that he can carry on with his bad habit, regardless of whatever sanctions he is getting. And parents, on the other hand, are too scared as well themselves that if we
they're
did this,
the less harm.
If we did this, then he may actually go out and be in a more harmful company. Boundary setting and offering him something more attractive alternative. I don't know, these parents generally know their children much better.
Yeah.
What are other attractive alternatives that this child can actually have instead of these games? But as I said, because this is an addiction, you have to take that stepwise approach of reducing 5 minutes or 10 minutes per week and then rewarding the child. And that's the approach that hopefully will get things better.
Doctor, mashallah, very beautifully you explained. And you've given the solution, a very practical solution for the parents they are watching. But another important point is, Doctor, normally people think that it's just going to affect their studies, right, for the children. He's not giving much time. But there are far worse and far-reaching effects which are having an impact on a child's behavior. There are many cases what we have seen. They are on social media. We've seen that there were some children. They used to play PlayStation and they used to do some games which involved you see the hitting and you know the bullets and killing other people, and they were inspired by that, and they actually did that practically, and they killed people. This has also happened. So they are learning from these games, and not only that, the cultural values and the faith values and all sorts of things, the way they behave, the way they dress up, the way they look like, and they are taking those characteristics into their character too. What do you think on this?
Now, if we look at from a professional point of view and what the research is, at the moment it's a mixed picture. The overwhelming evidence or the majority evidence, what is being reported is that these games don't have an influence on the mindset of the children. However, I would strongly disagree with that.
Okay.
The reason I would disagree with that is clearly this is a financially driven research. And obviously there are people, developers behind these games, massive big companies who are making huge amount of profits, and they are exploiting the weaknesses of these children from a psychological point of view, and they're getting them hooked onto these games. And this same, for, you know, these companies, they are funding the research.
Sure.
And this introduces financial bias into the research.
Yes.
And there are a number of different major factors playing a role, and the media playing a role in terms of misguiding us that these games don't have an influence on these children. So in reality, yes, you are right, it is having an influence, and the parents need to wake up, and they don't need to listen to this biased research and be fooled by this. Now, definitely, they try to, the media or the research companies, they try to confuse the parents that the personality that they have is what is attracting them to these games.
Mm.
Or it doesn't, the games don't actually influence the personality of that child. But what is happening is that through these games, especially the boys, they will use the gun games where they are killing a target.
Mm.
And this in their mind is, you know, when they kill someone, this releases the dopamine in their mind.
Mm.
And this dopamine gives them the excitement. Okay. And this is a reward mechanism in the brain.
Right.
You know, we were talking about the reward mechanism externally, physically.
Yes.
But when they're playing a game and they're killing a target, or they're winning, or they are going from one level to the second and the third, so in their brain, they're getting the dopamine release.
Right.
So this is giving them the reward from
that's
that way, and they get addiction. And then what happens is, just like a drug, when you get addicted to it, there comes a level where you need more and more of it.
Yeah.
So they won't actually get enough, the buzz they will eventually will get less and less through these games. And then they will try looking at the physical, the reality stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where they will end up into fights. And if they actually end up in a fight, they will try to copy that behavior that they've learned in the game.
Sure.
They will try to copy. And there are, you know, not just one, but many cases like you refer to, where a child inspired by these games, they then obviously end up killing. And I would say that even one case is more than enough.
Definitely.
So definitely, what the research is saying, that's a biased picture. We are not getting a true picture through this biased research, because there are financial gains behind it. And in my opinion, we should actually
just
get...
Just like a tobacco, right? There was a time before, it was not much talked about. But nowadays, people, they know that there are harmful effects, definitely on the health of the people. But that's what my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the point to highlight is that it's not just affecting your child's education if your child is... giving more time to games and video games and to the screen time, but there are so many other factors also involved. So we need to take this very seriously. Now, so let's go towards the next case, what we've got in front of us. This is a boy, 3 years old, and he's not suffering from any health or mental health illnesses, no regular medication, no family history. The problem they've mentioned, the parents, that he's stubborn, ziddy, aggressive. So this is the problem they are facing. And the strategies they have adopted, they've been really honest, written here, sometimes harsh to the child, and sometimes soft, and sometimes nothing. What do you advise to them?
Now, clearly, this is a three-year-old child and is aggressive, stubborn, ziddy.
Yes.
Now, this most likely is what the parents may say, that this is a normal behavior for this sort of age.
Yeah. And sorry, one more thing. There was a question also asked by the same, the response that we received. He has asked that how to develop a friendship with children. This is also, please take this when you respond.
Okay. Well, that's a very important question as well, how to develop friendship with children. So going back to, you know, the stubbornness or aggressiveness of a three-year-old child, as we discussed in the previous episodes, that this could be part of the tantrums, which is, we looked at it in detail in terms of, you know, the children's needs are not met, they give rise to difficult emotions, and these difficult emotions then drive the negative behavior, whether it is aggressiveness or whether it is being stubborn, and so forth.
Okay.
And we discussed previously that the parents have got a big role to play. What they can do is try to understand child's emotional needs, physical needs, and try to actually maintain an environment so that you don't end up in a situation where the child's emotions are obviously getting more, his needs are not being met. You can then also, rather than ending up in a difficult situation, you can plan beforehand.
I think it would be a very good idea if you could give some sort of example. For example, if a child like maybe 3 years old, what kind of needs he may have which are not met and these emotions are developed?
Discussed previously basic needs like physiological needs, which is the sleep and being obviously fed, the temperature and the environment, clearly they are met. The next set of needs was the safety and the need of being loved. Now, clearly, because this is a three-year-old child, so these are the basic needs that they will need. Now, what happens is when these children are growing up, someone who is 3 years of age, so one of their needs is they want to be in power.
Yeah.
I want this, I will get this.
Okay.
If I don't get this, then that's my need not being met and I will start crying.
Right.
And what happens is, as a feedback mechanism, when the children cry, then the parents end up giving into their, basically, demand.
Right.
So that's why the child, obviously, whatever need he has created for himself, I want to be playing with that toy.
Yeah.
Or I want that remote control in my mouth.
Yeah.
Because clearly they don't know whether that is dangerous or not.
Not.
So they think, because the other thing you need to bear in mind, that when the children are of that age, they start crawling, they will be experiencing the world through touch and through taste.
Yeah.
That's why they pick things up and the next thing they do is put it in the mouth. Because that's where their, you know, exploration skills lie.
Right.
So how does it taste? How does it feel? So clearly, the children create their own needs, which the parents certainly shouldn't make them meet.
Yeah.
So that's where the child will obviously feel my needs are not being met, so I need to now protest. So they will protest. Now it will be up to the parents how they deal with it. Now, if you remember previously, what I said was that the parents need to be consistent with their approach. The best thing would be to don't let that situation develop. So the example I gave previously was going to the park. You are on a swing. You need to go back home. Now you tell the child that, okay, we'll have five more rides or five more swings, and then we will go home.
Okay.
So he may accept it or he may protest it.
Right.
You say, okay, well, I mean, shall we, or he may say, no, I want 10 more rides. Okay, well, let's not do 10. You don't want to give in to his, but you introduce that, okay, after these five swings, we'll go on to that ride for, you know, this time period.
Okay.
And then we'll go home. So you've not listened to the child. You have given him an alternative, and he's taken that alternative, and you've resolved the situation. You've resolved the conflict.
Yes.
The other thing I mentioned was, obviously, when the children... they go to the shops and they say, I want to buy that toy.
Yes.
So you have a contract with them beforehand that we are going to go, but we're not going to buy it.
Right.
or if they end up buying it, then the other thing that we can do, sorry, is that children are very clever.
Yeah.
One parent may give in too quickly than the other.
Yeah.
So when you go to the shops, make sure that it's the parent who doesn't give in too quickly is with the child.
You're on the same lines. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the same lines. And if you go together, then obviously if you think the child is beginning to misbehave or he's not listening, then what you should do is obviously take your time to help him understand.
Yeah.
But if he's still clinging to the toy and not giving it, do go to the counter. When you go to the counter, the other parent should take him in the car.
Yeah.
And obviously the one who's left behind, he won't buy the toy. Now, when the child is coming to the car, you got a better control of the situation now. Because if the child throws a tantrum in front of everyone in the store, then clearly you will feel embarrassed, you may get angry, and you've lost the battle.
Yeah.
So there are these tricks. There are many other tricks as per given the situation. But it's a consistent approach. Now, if we look at this particular situation, what the parents are saying is sometimes they're harsh, sometimes they are soft, sometimes they are not doing anything.
Yeah.
In essence, this is the worst approach that you can consider, because you are conditioning the child that if you throw a tantrum, if you be aggressive or ziddy, one out of the three times you won't get it.
Yeah.
But the two out of the three times you will get your way.
Yeah.
So 66% of the time there will be no...
Like the third case was that they're doing anything, that means maybe
anyway. So he's just getting away with it.
Yeah.
So if he throws a tantrum three times, then the success rate of him
66%.
Achieving his need or whatever need he is or going his way is 66% in this particular parent. And this child is not going to learn.
True.
And that's where the parents are making a mistake.
Agree with the
child the rules, understand their emotions, work with them to resolve their emotions, and adopt all these other techniques as well. If worse comes to worse, the child's not listening, let's say he's at home and he's throwing a tantrum, then make sure that the child is safe and let him be on his own.
Okay.
And after a while, when he knows there's no one else paying attention to him, and his cries are not getting anywhere, then eventually this child will stop crying. And when he stops crying and comes to you, and you say to him that the crying does not get you anything, being stubborn does not get you anything. And then when he is in a good mood, now sit down with him. Now he's only a 3-year-old, so you have to sit with him and explain to him why didn't you actually, give in to his demands at that time. Try to explain in a way that he can understand, and say to him that, look, we will, do things, but in a happy way, not by you getting angry and upset and demanding. Same thing you can get, but by being happy, by not crying. So that approach, consistent approach, both parents have to adopt the same approach, and other family members. Sometimes grandparents, they are a blessing. They can play a huge role, but sometimes grandparents, I am aware of stories where children have completely become disobedient to their parents. Why? Because grandparents always ended up intervening, and they ended up giving to the grandchildren what their parents were not giving to them. And now, these same children, they're disobedient to their parents.
True.
So grandparents need to be really, really careful, and other family members, that when they say that children, bachchon ki ek haath mein tarbiyat honi chahiye, that means consistent rules, the same rules being applied by everyone.
MashaAllah.
And that's the only way you will get children improved.
Very beautifully explained, MashaAllah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Sharia, you've heard a beautiful explanation to the question. Before I proceed to the next question which was posed in the same case, I would like to mention a very important point. We learned that we don't give anything or everything to our children. We know what is safe and what is not safe, what is dangerous and what is not dangerous for our children. A child may ask for a knife, a child may ask for a candle, because a lit candle looks a light for him. He loves it, he wants to touch it, he wants to get it, he will try, he will cry, he will try to get hold of it. But nobody will give Any sensible parent will not give that, because their knowledge is more than the knowledge of a child, because they know what he thinks is a light is not a light for him, it is fire for him. Likewise, sometimes we pray in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we ask a lot, we may get this, we may get that, but we don't get it. So, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, you should understand Allah's knowledge is more higher and better than us. So, He knows what is best for us, what is better for us, and when it is better for us. So, we should leave sometimes du'as to whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala decides is best for us. This is just an additional Madani pearl that we can learn, alhamdulillah, from what we were already discussing. Another important question which was asked, that how can we develop a friendship with our children? So that was left. Could you please share some light on that?
I mean, that's a very interesting question, developing friendship with your children. The first thing is, should parents be friends with the children? Because some parents may think, if I become friends with children, then I lose that status that I have. The gap should be there. There is a generation gap, and I cannot be friends with my children. Now, that's a big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
You can be a very good parent and developing that friendly relationship.
Sure.
So, friendly parent.
Yeah.
So, that's exactly what it means, being a friendly parent rather than a friend and not a parent.
Okay.
So, how can we be a friendly parent? First of all, parents, they should try to enjoy their children as much as possible. Okay? Now, it sounds difficult in this day and age, but certainly when the children are very little, few months old, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, we may enjoy that. Why? Because it's all a pleasure most of the time. And when children start misbehaving or they start being naughty, and that's where the problems come, and the parents can't deal with the problems, and then the difficult emotions arise within the parents, and then the conflicts, and we start labeling the child that he is naughty, or he is ziddi, or he doesn't show respect, and he's stubborn. And then these labels, once they're attached, it's extremely difficult to remove them. So, clearly, there could be, if we were to ask the viewers of the Madani channel, the how could you be friends with your children, then everyone may come up with a list of their own, and this could essentially be a very long list, the what things you need to do. But in general concepts, clearly, it depends on the age as well. But if I were to take from a very young age up until, slowly growing up, is that you need to give time to your children.
Yeah.
When we say you need to give time to your children, then what happens is, be physically and mentally
present.
Available mm-hmm. and present. It doesn't, for example, I can switch my phone off,
yeah.
right? But in my mind, I'm still running
yeah.
the discussion or the issue. And I'm sitting with the child physically. They are trying to engage with me, but mentally I'm somewhere else. Children are extremely, fast at picking this up.
Wise, yeah.
The moment my body language is different than my mind language,
they'll get bigger.
And they will pick up on this.
Mm.
And they will then go and do something else. And now you've lost the chance to engage with your child. So they are not going to come to you again. So being physically and mentally available for your children.
Yes.
Secondly, play with them.
MashaAllah.
Play with them in an age-appropriate way. If these children are very young, a year or a 2 year, then you need to be playing physically. For example, you could ask them to ride on your back. You could pick them on your shoulders and run around. Things that they will enjoy. And these things you will then cherish for the rest of your life. Okay? Be like a child with them. Make all those funny noises that make them laugh. Islamic teachings encourage these things. Do those silly things that actually make them laugh.
Yeah.
And they will remember these things.
Sure.
So, this is with the little children, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and so forth. And then, if, for example, set times, children enjoy going to the parks and the rides, and treat them in that way. Now, taking them to the park, on the rides and so forth, is a very good thing. Now, clearly, it keeps them away from these mobile phones. It keeps them away from the screen. They enjoy it. You can enjoy it as well, because you're spending good quality time with them. So that's the play side of things. Now, they will come in an age where, you know, they will be interested in stories. So what you can do is bedtime stories. That's a very important time for children. And alhamdulillah, you know, in the environment of Dawat Islam, you've got beautiful books. So books like Wonders of the Quran. So there are amazing, these true stories from the Holy Quran, which will teach them about the religion as well, about the Holy Quran, and it will develop their interest. And you can use, now clearly, if you simply read it from them, they're not going to be interested. You'll have to obviously deliver it in a way that is interesting for the children.
Yeah.
Okay. So story times, when you are dropping them to the school, engage with them, ask them, you know, what are you going to study today? Are you worried about anything in particular? When they come back from the school and you are picking them up, I'm talking about the parents, mother and the father. And they need to be asking the children. Don't directly say, you can say, beta, how was your day at school today? They will say, yeah, good. Okay, what did you do? What did you learn today? What did you learn in this subject? What did you learn in that subject? Okay, how are things with other children and so forth? So you are spending that time with them. And so these are the things that you can actually do. When they start getting older, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now is the time when you want to develop a trusting relationship with them. And don't give them the opportunities where they have to lie to you.
Yeah.
So if something, for example, let's say the child drops the glass and the glass breaks. Now it is extremely crucial for the parents to treat it as an accident. Rather than asking, why did you throw the glass, which is absolutely will destroy your relationship with the with the child. Say, beta, are you okay?
Yeah.
Don't worry, these things happen. Good thing is, you are safe. You are not hurt.
Mashallah.
And I'm grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Don't worry, we'll buy the glass.
Yeah.
The glasses do break. This will then develop a trust, you know, between you and the child. And then in the future, if he does end up doing something wrong and you ask them who did it, they will say, I did it. But what happens in our homes, who did it? I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do it. And then it makes you feel more angry at the child. But in essence, you should be angry at yourself. That you yourself let the child in that situation where it was an accident. You should not have shouted at the child.
Yeah.
You should not have cursed the child. Yeah. You should not have called them clumsy. You should not have said to them, where is your mind?
Yeah.
You know, these are the sort of things that the parents end up saying.
True.
So these little things, when things go wrong, and treat it as an accident, this is your opportunity to develop a more better and a strong relationship with your child. And obviously, be non-judgmental. And again, one thing that I said previously is that one big mistake that the parents make is they set very high expectation of their children, which are way beyond their age, way beyond their mental capacity. Why? Because they think, if I can do it, that the child should be able to do it.
Yeah.
But take yourself back when you were that 10-year-old child. You know, did you know all about, you know, science and things, what your child knows today? So certainly in many ways, my child in today is much better than me when I was a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old or an 8-year-old. So they are advanced in many ways, but certainly they are behind in certain ways.
Sure.
But that's where the parents need to treat them. And one final thing that I would say is, take your children as your apprentice.
Okay.
What do I mean by that? When you are doing things in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, you may be doing a little bit of a DIY. You may be sort of, you know, hoovering or gardening or other things. Now, clearly, what is appropriate for them and what is safe for them, give them a task from that.
Good.
your child wants to engage with you, and many parents will, you know, agree with me. Whenever I want to do something, my child wants to do it with me.
True.
And what I say, no, better don't do it. It's not. You go and do something else. Mm. This is what then leads these children to go into mobile phones and, you know, screens and so forth.
True.
If I engage my child, for example, if I'm cutting the grass in the lawn, you know, I could give small tasks to my child who is with me.
Mm.
Okay, beta, you can do this or you can do that. What is appropriate? And for example, sometimes you have to, let's say, wash the vacuum. Children love playing with the water.
Yeah.
Now, let them play, but the water is not being wasted. It is going on the vacuum.
Yeah.
You can turn this into a bit of a fun for the child. So these are the activities which will you will enjoy as well, and your children will end up having
an
amazing time with you, and then these things will stay in and they won't be addicted to these things.
Mashallah. Very beautiful Madani personality, respected viewers of Madani Channel. We need to have a friendly relationship with our children. That's what we've learned. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, the time does not permit us to further comment on, but definitely we'll come back with another episode and maybe we'll talk further onto this very topic. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital. Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love